This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Hi, you're very welcome to 1010, 10 years of Claycastle Recording Studios in 10 songs. Song 1, Nicole Maguire, I'm Gonna Be. Claycastle Recording Studio is located in Youghal on the south coast of Ireland. It's less than 50 kilometres from Cork City and only 5 minutes' walk from a wonderful beach. Claycastle Studio has become a choice destination for recording artists locally, nationally and even internationally. And over the course of 10 episodes, we're going to explore the first 10 years of Claycastle Recording Studio through 10 songs that were recorded there.
It's world class. I almost feel like it's a studio that should either be in London or Dublin or even Los Angeles or Nashville. It's a hidden oasis at the back of Perth. It's incredible. You walk in and they literally have all the modern stuff. Of course, John and Warren are both capable musicians. So you have the combination of the best technology and you've also got musicianship.
That was Grayson. He came all the way from Australia to record in Youghal, and one of the songs he recorded became a hit in the Irish charts and subsequently led to him having a number one in Australia that was recorded in Youghal. But let's hear from Steve Cooney, the master producer, about exactly what the facilities are here at Claycastle Studios.
Well, as you walk in the front door, you've got your office, bathroom, kitchen, and then you come up to the control room, which is a very large control room in comparison with many studios. It's a very big control room. Number one, that's good for sound because the sound disperses very well. It also means that you can record in the control room. That means you can speak to the engineer as you're playing, and that makes for a very efficient working process. So I love the control room there. And then you've got the main live room, which is very spacious, and off that, you've got isolation booths, and they are roomy as well. So that means that everybody in the band can have their own space and be sonically insulated from everybody else, but yet maintain visual contact, and that's the ideal.
Steve Cooney recorded an EP with local singer Caroline Fraher at Claycastle, but it's about time we heard from the main men behind the studio. They are Warren Tyvey and John Burke, and here they describe the conversion of the space from an old school into the world-class recording facilities we have today.
This place opened up, it was closing down as a outreach building and just came together. Me and John were writing music together before I left in Clay Soul, and it was like electronic stroke rock and roll, and we were like playing with equipment all the time, and we were like in his apartment, we were patching in MIDI equipment and figuring it all out, you know, by trial and error. We kind of talked about it, and this place just was the right place, so we just knocked the walls and rebuilt it. We had like musician friends that were carpenters, electricians, builders, like Kieran Hearn and his crew. He had John O'Riordan and loads of other guys, and they helped us out. They did a great deal for us because they got some studio time and, you know, they wanted to be involved. I think some of the electricians were musicians as well, and plumbers, you know, everyone kind of pitched in.
I'd begun working with Warren in the original Claycastle Studios, so I made the transition with Warren. Yeah, we both decided to do this together.
Yeah, and what was that like? It was a big jump, a leap into the unknown in some regards.
It's terrifying, just as scary as it is today. I mean, it was a huge undertaking for us at that time and age. It was a youth reach school. It was laid out with all these little corridors and small spaces that were going to be no good to us. We wanted to open out the building. So there was a huge undertaking to kind of plan it, design it, and physically empty out the building of what was there, digging out rubble for months. Eventually start building here, you know. Yeah, there was no music for 12 months, you know what I mean?
We trashed it, and that was fun as well. I remember being in here with diggers, and we cranked up some, I think it was Pantera or Metallica, in the little digger and started knocking walls. So that was a bit of fun.
Warren Tyvey and John Burke have been working at Clay Castle since it opened and continue to do so to this day. Interestingly, John referenced the original Clay Castle studio, which was a room in the back of Warren's house where an incubation period allowed several young artists and producers to develop their skills before the transition to the facilities they have today. But this series is all about the songs that were produced at the studio. Let's hear from Nicole Maguire from Conna about making her first album at Clay Castle Recording Studio.
Warren and John were not long after setting up Clay Castle. I came to them as a very young songwriter with loads and loads of ideas and not a clue about how I was actually going to sound myself. So I came to them with a bunch of songs and they were able to make it happen. My first official record was actually made in this building.
Actually, the first sessions that we did with Nicole here, we both worked on them. Again, a project like that is a massive learning curve. I mean, we learn so much from that. We learn as much about what you're not capable of, as well as what you can do. We knew that she was really good. The project was to do an album for her. It was good.
Before we hear the finished song, I'm Gonna Be, here's Nicole Maguire explaining, in her own words, exactly what was going through her head when she was writing it and putting it together.
I came down here to experiment and to find my voice and to find who I was gonna be. When I wrote that song, I was like, okay, well, what am I gonna be? And that's literally where it came from. So there was all these random things in the song and it ended up being one of the kind of, not the heavier songs, but it was very, very produced. It was full of instruments, full of all this cool stuff. And out of all of them, the radios picked that one. So it was on daytime radio 3 or 4 times a day. It was mad.
I'm gonna wash away this pain, keep away from gin and tonic.
I'm Gonna Be by Nicole Maguire, recorded at Claycastle Recording Studio, featuring Kieran Manning on drums, Jason Brown on bass, Tony Kiley and Chris Percival on guitars, vocals and songwriting, Nicole Maguire, and production and engineering by the team of John Burke and Warren Tyvey. On the next episode of 1010, we'll be looking at Grayson, the lad who came from Australia and managed to get a hit record out of Claycastle Studios.
1010, 10 years of Claycastle Studios in 10 songs, was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Produced and presented by Aina Dowling. Sound engineer, Thomas O'Keefe. Edited by Aina Dowling and Thomas O'Keefe. Theme music by Synergy, a community radio Y'all production.